Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. I hope you can spend the next few moments with us as Jeff reads the Word of God and then leads us in a time of prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 10, 1 through 11. Why do you stand far off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches, he lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face, he will never see. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts. Our hearts are heavy because the world around us has rejected you, rebels against you, curses you, mocks you, ridicules you, and if they could, they would crucify you all over again today. Despite this incredible and blatant rejection, you allow them to prosper, live well, remain healthy, and have long lives. Even though our hearts, O Lord, may cry out for justice and fairness towards the blatantly rebellious, remind us that you are the author of patience, and that you are the author of reconciliation. You formed us in our mother's wombs. We had nothing to do with it. You gave us life. We didn't take it. You reconciled us unto yourself by your will, not ours. And so, Lord, we confess our impure thoughts toward the rebellious and pray for boldness and long-suffering to continue reaching a lost world for you. Father, I pray for pastors and church leaders across America who for years have been so faithful to their calling. Bless them, O Lord, with joy and peace, knowing that home is yet to come. Lord, I pray that given their busy schedules, they would never forget to have intimate fellowship with you first every day so that you can prepare them for that day of ministry. Father, I pray that as these men are pulled and stretched from every direction, that you would give them wisdom to determine the most effective course to take. Fill their hearts with love and grace as they minister to your flock, which you have entrusted into their care. Glorify yourself, Lord, with godly pastors and leaders who have committed themselves to purity and holiness of life as you use them to shepherd your flock. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California 95153. The website for the ministry is thehandinthestorm.org. And our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your support of this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.